Salut, tout le monde! Welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Today, I will be talking about my favorite language learning apps. Yay! Let's talk about apps. Yes, I use a couple of language apps, and I think you might find these apps useful too. Okay, so the first app on my list is the Word Reference app. This app is a multilingual dictionary that includes nuances between words and examples. Languages available on this app are English, Spanish, French, Italian, Arabic, Chinese, Dutch, Japanese, German, Korean, Polish, Portuguese, Greek, Russian, Swedish, Turkish, and so on. To use this app, just go to your app store and download it. Choose your preferred languages and start using it right away. As for me, I use it to also listen to the pronunciation of any word I search for, and I use the conjugation feature on the app, so I don't have a separate app for learning verb conjugations. I would definitely recommend the Word Reference app for every language learner out there because it's a must-have, trust me, so go download it right away. Second app on my list is the Lyrics Training app. I love listening and learning songs, especially French songs, and I think the Lyrics Training app is the best app for learning languages with music videos and lyrics. Languages available on the Lyrics Training app are English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Turkish, German, Dutch, Japanese, Korean, Polish, Swedish, Finnish, and Catalan. So if you're currently learning any of these languages and you love music, I would suggest you download the Lyrics Training app. The most amazing feature of the app is the karaoke and the fact that you can play a game just after learning the lyrics of the song. You can also share your score after playing a game and challenge your friends as well. So whether you're a beginner or an expert in your target language, the Lyrics Training app is the best for language, music, and game lovers. The next app on my list is the HelloTalk app. This is a language exchange app that connects you with native speakers and helps you practice your target language. Now, you don't have to travel to the country where your language is spoken to practice with native speakers. You can use this app to achieve just that. Languages available are English, Japanese, Korean, Spanish, French, Chinese, Portuguese, German, Italian, Russian, Arabic, Turkish, and so many more. One of the cool features of the app is that you can find a language partner in your city by using the search option. Other premium features include automatic translation, voice recognition, and so many more. That means you might have to pay to enjoy the premium features of the app. But it's a great app for language learners. For instance, I speak French, but then I live in Lagos, Nigeria, and French is not spoken here because it's an Anglophone environment. So I use the app anytime I want to chat or practice with native speakers of French language. So check it out and let me know if you like the app as well. I really do not want this episode to be too long, so I will stop here for today. I'll tell you the remaining apps I use in the next episode. So let me know the language app you are going to try out, and of course the app you currently use as well. Like I always end my show, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Also, feel free to reach out to me. You can send in your questions, feedback, or even suggest what you would like to hear in subsequent episodes. I will be glad to hear from you. Bye!